This is RNIB Connect Radio. Now, a new survey has been launched this week to try and understand the needs of blind and partially sighted people. To explain more about the survey and how you can get involved, I'm now joined by Emma Edwards, who's a senior research and data analyst at RNIB. Hi to you, Emma.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me, Stephen.
So let's talk about this. It's called the Voice of the Customer Survey. And of course, it's launching this week. Why is RNIB conducting this new survey? What's the purpose here?
So the voice of blind and partially sighted people is central to our work at RNIB. And to help us provide what our customers want and to change society for the better, we need to hear that voice regularly and respond rapidly to the needs of the people that we serve. So from the 2nd of November, we've launched our new, so it's called the Connect Voices Tracker Survey, and it'll be live for 3 weeks.
And I mean, RNIB have done a lot of different surveys over time. We of course, communicate with blind and partially sighted people in lots of different ways. What's different about this survey?
So this approach to research does represent a significant step change for RNIB. So for one thing, it will be a regular survey. We'll run it every 3 months with different questions to explore different topics each time. And we'll actually be inviting people to sign up to our survey panel to take part and share their experiences up to 4 times a year. And so this will help us harness the voice of our customers in a more systematic, regular way than we have previously. And we'll have that pool of people to go to with the survey in our panel who we know will be interested in sharing their experiences and giving their feedback to RNIB.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I mean, you know, if you're conducting the research regularly, what does that mean for the results going forward? What does it help you achieve?
So actually, it will help us hear about the issues that currently matter most to blind and partially sighted people. That will give us real-time feedback to act on should there be any significant development externally. For example, a new government policy around lockdown that we're all experiencing or starting to experience now, or a wide range of other new circumstances that we can't exactly predict right now, such as changes in transport modes or changes to things like benefits or support provided by government departments. And ultimately, this will be really valuable to, you know, understand the most important issues for blind and partially sighted people, how they might be changing, and subsequently learning from this in the activities we undertake as a charity.
And do you think that the survey is more relevant now due to COVID-19?
I'd say it certainly is. I mean, we hadn't exactly anticipated the situation we'd all be in now in November 2020, but the existence of stronger lockdown-style schemes across the UK makes it even more important to hear from blind and partially sighted people what their experiences are and actually how that might differ across the country. And there is an opportunity in the survey actually for you to tell us about what matters most to you at this current point in time. We want to use this as an opportunity. We want you to use it as an opportunity to speak to RNIB and tell us what's important to you in your life. We're ready, waiting to listen and act on any key issues that emerge from the research findings, so we can continue to advocate for blind, partially sighted people, especially through the current pandemic, but also once we're on the other side and actually different issues start to become more important to people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And obviously people will want to get involved in this and people will want to take part. How do they do that, Emma?
So we're looking for anyone with a vision impairment or sight loss to take part, so long as you're aged 16 or over. You can find out more about the research and take part online by going to RNIB's website and searching for Connect Voices opportunities and then selecting the quarterly tracker survey. We'll be really grateful for all contributions. And then at the end of the survey, if you want to sign up to the panel to receive invites to take part in the survey 4 times a year, you can do. I'm just going to add as well, this is our first wave of the research, so it's a bit of a trial. We will soon be opening this opportunity up to people who'd prefer to sign up to the panel or complete surveys over the phone. And more information will be available on that in the coming months.
Okay. And is there a maximum number of people who can take part? Do you just want as many people as possible to come forward?
We would love as many people as possible. Anyone who wants to share their experiences, really. We're here and waiting to listen.
Brilliant. Well, Emma, thank you for your time. Look forward to hearing the results of the survey as well. And getting people's views is obviously key to what RNIB does, how it does the work it does. So, yeah, good luck with all of this. It sounds like a brilliant piece of work. Emma Edwards from RNIB, thank you for your time.
Thanks very much, Stephen.
And don't forget, there's lots of information on all the work we do here at RNIB. All you have to do is visit rnib.org.uk, or if you want to contact us, you can call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999. Lines are open 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. on weekdays, 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. on a Saturday. You can also email the helpline by emailing helpline@rnib.org.uk. This is RNIB Connect Radio.